Good morning. I want to say thank you to everyone here this morning. I know it's cold and chilly outside. I do appreciate you braving the cold and coming to worship our God. First of all, I want to say, in case I don't see y'all, but between now and Thursday, Happy Thanksgiving. You know, as we come to that day, we're all waiting and possibly excited, I hope so, to see family and friends and to fellowship, share meals. But you know, it's more than sitting around the table and stuff and food. Are we thankful every day of the year? You know, many times it is hard to be thankful. We were talking a little bit in class this morning concerning those who are ungrateful for the things that we perform, the things we do, the help we try to give. You know, many times people are not thankful. Many times when good things happen in our lives, yes, we're very thankful. But yet when bad times come, or some serious thing comes upon us, woe is me. Why has this happened to me? You know, as the old song on Hee Haw, if you remember, if it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. Gloom, despair. It's sad if, as Christians, if we had that have that type of an outlook. We should be giving thanks daily. Have you ever noticed in our prayers that there is a disparity between asking and thanking? In Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, Paul writes to Philip and the Philippian Christians, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God." We're to do both. We are to ask or request or petition. But let's not leave out thanking. Thanking the Lord for all that He's blessed us with every day of our lives. Sure, some days are better than the others, but even in the bad days, do we thank God? Do we thank our Father for all of the blessings that He has blessed us with over the years of our life? You know, I look at all that I have, all that my wife has, and I'm thinking, the Lord has really blessed me and my wife. We had two beautiful children. But many times, when things are not going as we would like them to be going, we become discouraged. And when we pray, many times, you know, we ask, Lord, why haven't you helped me with this or that situation? Or why are you allowing this to come upon me? Now, granted, there's times when maybe that prayer is correct. But many times I believe that we forget these three things. We understand, and many times, like I said, we forget that God is good. We don't do it on purpose. But I believe that many times we truly do forget that God is good. And secondly, many times, you know, we forget that God's mercy endures forever. Just as the scripture that Brother Mike read earlier this morning, a few moments ago, Psalms 107, verses 1 through 9. God's mercy endures forever. Let us never forget that. Thirdly, have we forgotten that God has redeemed us? If nothing else, that should make us very thankful. Because without that redemption, without that blood being shed on the cross, we would still be lost. Psalms 107, verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, and His mercy endureth forever. Let us give thanks every day to our Father for deliverance. Have we not been delivered? Have we not been delivered out of our sinful life into a life in Jesus Christ? Think about this. From what have you been delivered? It's going to be different for each and every one of us. Yes, for all of those here that's obeyed the gospel, yes, you've been delivered from sin and death. But think about the other things that God has delivered you from. Think of the things from which we would not have been delivered were it not for God's providence. Notice Psalms 106. Psalms 107 and verse 6. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and He delivered them out of their distress. Then we look at 107 verse 8. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. Do we thank God for His goodness? You know, it's great that we, as a family and friends, and you know, we get together on Thanksgiving and everybody feel so thankful for the turkey and the mashed potatoes and the gravy. But how many truly thank God for the blessings of having your family together? Because there's many in the world, even in this community, that has no family, or their families are so far away that they cannot be together. Should we still be thankful? Absolutely. This same verse, oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. That same verse is found in 107, Psalms 107, verse 15. It's also found in Psalms 107, verse 21. And it's also found in Psalms 107, in verse 31. Do you think the writer here thought this verse was important? It's repeated 4 times. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. How many of us truly praise God? How many of us are thankful for sending His Son to die on the cross so that we could have the forgiveness of sin? How many of us are truly thankful that we have written down for us God's Word that we can live by? It's a roadmap. It's directions on how we can get from this earth to heaven. You know, I just about can't go anywhere anymore unless I've been there a few times. without punching an address into my GPS, and I follow that thing to tell me how to get to where I want to go. Now, how many times do so-called, quote, Christians follow the preacher or a brother or an elder or a deacon instead of following the Bible? Where that person is heading, you may not want to be going. We should be truly thankful for the Word of God that we can look within those pages and see, is this how I should be living? Is this the direction that I should be going? Do we thank God that He has given us His Word and it has survived for 2 centuries? That's more than that. 2,000 years. You know, many truly do believe that the Bible is outdated. It needs to be updated. It needs to be changed to go along with the morality of society. But you know what? I'm thankful that we have the Word of God and it's not changed. In fact, we understand and we know that God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. So why would He change His Word? If He's the same, He's given us the Word so we understand that it's not going to change. We understand that the Word of God delivers us from sin and death to glory. 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 18. And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work and will preserve me unto His heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Now, do you think the Lord is going to deliver you from every evil work if you put yourself to doing that evil work? What's being talked about here? You know, when those that are around us that are trying to do us evil, if we but follow the Word of God, it'll deliver us. We have this same phrase somewhat. We can find in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 13 where Jesus is teaching His disciples how to pray. And lead us not in temptation. That's the first part of it. But deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Are we thankful for God's deliverance? He's not going to deliver us from our ills and our aches and pains. He's not going to deliver us from a deathbed miraculously. But He will deliver us from sin and death. Are we thankful for God's leadership? We should be thankful for His deliverance. But are we thankful for his leadership? Take your Bibles and open up to Psalms 23. I'm going to read that here in a moment. But before that, look at Psalms 107, verse 7. And He led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. You know, the problem was, as Brother Mike brought out in his scripture reading, was the fact that they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. And they cried, you know, unto God for deliverance, for leadership. And God led them safely through the wilderness. And He led them forth by the right way. Again, that's the key phrase, the right way. You know, we all have heard somebody probably say, you know, it's my way or the highway. Maybe we've heard there is a right way to do something and the wrong way of doing something. Have you ever had someone doing something and it's the wrong way? You know it's the wrong way. You try to explain to them that it's the wrong way, but they don't listen. Many in the religious world today are going in the wrong way. Try to explain, try to teach. Well, it was good enough for my grandpa, it was good enough for my grandma, it was good enough for mom and dad, so it's got to be good enough for me. Are we thanking God for His leadership? And He led them forth by the right way. The Word of God is the right way if we will live by the right way. That they might go to a city of habitation. Psalms chapter 23. We all know this psalm. We read it, we enjoy it, we like it. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Is He leading the right way? He making me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Leadership. You know, many people truly enjoy having this psalm read for a loved one who's passed away. But I try to show that these six verses here are not for those who've passed away. It's for the living. We need to understand that the Lord is our shepherd. And because He is that shepherd, we shall not want. Granted, we may not have the fanciest vehicles or homes or clothes. We may have to kind of skimp on our food a little bit. With the prices nowadays, you have to skip a lot. But we're not going to starve to death. We've got brothers and sisters here that will feed us if that's the case. But this is for the living. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to do what? To lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still water. Refreshment. He takes care of us. What's Jesus say in Matthew 6 and verse 33? Well, what does it say? Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. You know, we sing a song with that phrase in it. If we're seeking the kingdom of God first, if we're seeking God's leadership first, then we shall not want. He goes on, verse 3, He restoreth my soul. Before we obeyed the gospel, we were sinners, lost. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. That's the Word of God. He leadeth me. And just think about that. Think about what God does for you. And be thankful. We understand that God, we need to give thanks to God for His deliverance. We need to thank God for His leadership. And should we not also give thanks for God's fulfillment? Notice, if you will, Psalms 107, verse 9. For He satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. He satisfies the longing soul, not the longings of the flesh. Did you hear that? He fills the longing of the soul, not the longing of the flesh. Isaiah 43 and verse 19. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall bring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. You know what that's talking about? It's talking about the church. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. The Word of God sprung forth. And we have it today. Shall you know it not? How many people in the world today do not know about God and Jesus Christ? If there are any, they're very few. I will even make a way in the wilderness. This world is a wilderness. We're sojourners. We're passing through this wilderness, this dark, sinful wilderness. We're simply passing through a river in the desert. Psalms 42 and verse 1. As the hart panteth after the water brooks. We sing that song, don't we? So panteth my soul after Thee, O God. We should long after God. We should give thanks to God. Then Matthew chapter 5 and verse 6. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. This is part of the Sermon on the Mount. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Thankfulness and the lack thereof are more than just good manners. Unthankfulness is listed among such sins as brutality, unholiness, and blasphemers. 2 Timothy, you want to turn over to 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3, we're going to read verses 1 through 5. 2 Timothy chapter 3, starting in verse 1. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affections, truce breakers, or lack of self-restraint, false accusers, incontinent, that's the lack of self-restraint, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Did you realize that being unthankful is listed with all of these other things that we are to turn away from? Second Timothy chapter 2 and verse 3. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. If we're not thankful, do you think God's going to be pleased with us? Thankfulness is the lack thereof of more than just good manners, as I said. Unthankful, literally, is to be ungrateful. I would hate to stand before the judgment seat of Christ and try to explain why I was so ungrateful for what God done for me. He sent His Son to die on the cross and shed His blood. This morning, if you're here and not a Christian, you're outside of that blood. If you wish to obey the gospel, be baptized and have your sins washed away, and praise and give thanks.